and told me, he said, "Now, you know, yesterday I told you what I was going to do." And he said, "I thought at the time, today." And so he's out there in my car. And I said, "Well, you don't know me, do you?" He said, "Yes, so you ride Grimm." And I said, "No, I'm not ride Grimm." I said, "I'm Lenny Silver." And then one day, the man stepped on my foot. You know, come by and mash my foot. Yeah. And I had bad feet. I said, "Mister, you stop that." He said, "Now, Rye, don't get old balance today." I said, "Listen, I ain't none of Rye. This Lenny Silver." He said, "Please, ma'am, excuse me." So I thought you was Rye. And her children called me their aunt. Everybody said it, you sister. But we sure, my mom don't know them folks and my dad.
Have you met her?
I go around and she comes in. Since the folks said that, then she called me her sister.
Yeah.
And my mom and pa didn't know her. Now I tell you, they kin to my children. I married in that family. But I didn't know those people in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Until they got to coming around and telling me about these folks, and then I told them that was my husband. And them and my children's is kin, but she ain't a bit of kin to me. Not a bit. But everybody. And she got a boy down there in Miami. And he comes to see me, he calls me Aunt Lenny. And when my sister's sick, he's so nice to help us out. And so they stay right over there in Alabama now.
Huh.
But and then her name is Rod. And I'm named Lenny.
A long time ago, would people ever come through the county from a long way off, or people that were from a far way away or something like that? Do you ever remember people like that?
Yes, they did come through. Old peddlers and things, toting things on their backs, come from a long way. And they called. I forgot that. I was thinking about that the other day. They called them these hell underskirts, and he wouldn't call them underskirts. He called them something else. Bamaraz. He said, "I want to sell y'all some Bamaraz." I remember. And us went in there to look at them. Couldn't buy them because didn't have nothing to buy them with. He got his little ball and went on down the road. Several people used to come through like that,
uh-huh.
Different people.
Now, a person that came to town from far away, they said he was a what?
A far. If they come from far away, nobody didn't know it. But now, I didn't know this. Till here just a few years ago. People meet you now, they'll know you. They have a sign now, you know. They got some kind of secret order. People'll know you.
Hmm.
They'll know you now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daddy come a man along when us were little children. He asked us, said, "Do you have a father?" He's going to the field that day down. He said, "Yes." He said, "Where are you?" So he coming along with the mule directly. He said, "Oh, all right, so I'll get him to me." And he just walked across the road, you know, that's all I see him do, you know, and he'd rub his hands. But my daddy got on off the mule and come to him, because it was some kind of secret order he was in. And you see, he wanted to tell him his trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I didn't know then. But now since I've been grown, I know.
Yeah.
I know now that you go now to a strange place. Now, I wouldn't know how to do it. But it's a plenty of people that leave from right here and go. They have somewhere to stay. But see, I wouldn't if I didn't have no people. Because I don't know them things. I don't know them signs they give.
Yeah.
And they got away. I know one thing. I seen them. And I seen my daddy get up and go out.
Hitting on the wood?
They'd hit on the door like that. But see, he knows the secret of them. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I don't know it now.
Uh-huh.
I ain't in there.
Did he join that when he was a young man?
I don't know when he joined it, but I know he was in it. They had it here now. I know people's in it now.
Uh-huh.
Right here. It's a man up yonder. He in it. They got a place down there in town. It's a hall they go to.
Uh-huh.
And if they go off,